Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thank you for joining us here on WJMM 99.1 FM, Central Kentucky Christian Radio. And or you may be listening on a podcast, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But we wrapped up last week's messages in our One Another series with what seemed to be a logical and reasonable command to us as believers. Teach one another. On the surface, this makes sense, and yet we found that just as with all the other one another commands, this one can be hard to follow through with if we apply it at more than just the surface level. Remember, it's not just a command for preachers and teachers, but for all believers. Also, as with all other commands, this tends to rub my flesh the wrong way, as I don't always think I need to be taught, nor do I want to teach others. God's word wisely tells us differently. And as in all things in His Word, we would be wise to heed. So if you missed any of that message or any of last week's or previous messages, you can find today's and the previous 2 days' messages at WJMM.com. There's a podcast tab over on the right side, and then click on the Love and Lordship links. If you'd like to get more than just today and the previous 2 days, you can go to loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry website, loveandlordship.com, all spelled out and together. loveandlordship.com, and you can find many videos, podcasts, and articles, and as I've shared with you many times, the articles have the linked scripture text, so you can go and read those and study those for yourself, and even more so, hold me accountable. Make sure that I'm teaching God's truth accordingly. There is room for some interpretation in God's Word, we know that, but we need to make sure we're not missing any of the foundational points and principles. So that's a way you can follow us. And if you'd like to connect with us, questions or comments or challenges, do so at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now, as we continue with this One Another series, we're going to begin this week with one that sounds very nice and often can and should be. However, there's also a more difficult side to this command that we have to heed in not only how we treat one another in Christ, but how we allow and receive one another treatment from fellow believers. Paul loaded up on the one another's in his letter, and maybe none more than the letter to the Colossian church. We've already looked at and unpacked the following from this letter alone, all of them found in what we know as chapter 3, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, teaching one another, as I mentioned in the intro, speaking to one another and even doing so by communicating and uplifting spiritual songs. There's one more that we need to dive into in this section of Colossians chapter 3, and it encapsulates all of these in one way or another. It's also one that is not always pleasant and may actually be quite uncomfortable for us to either receive or share. With this in mind, we've got to remember that we cannot discard any part of Scripture just because we don't like it or it makes us antsy or uncomfortable, nor are we to add things to God's Word, which clearly includes how we define and apply each of these commands to make them more palatable or to our liking. Again, as we do so by taking His words and making them what we want them to be, rather than what He's calling us to or commanding us to do, we are crafting God in our image and applying our little t truth, which really doesn't exist, rather than sticking with and abiding to His big T truth, the real truth. There's great danger when we err, intentionally or not. Now there's grace, we know that, but when we err with His truth, that's why we must follow another command from 2 Timothy 2:15, which tells us that we are to diligently study His Word to show that we are approved of God and rightly, correctly handle His Word. There it is. Rightly handle His truth according to all that He says, not what we want it to be or make it more digestible for ourselves or others. God is serious about His Word because He knows that anything apart from it leads to destruction and death, and His Word is the only thing that leads to joy and life. Written in Scripture, living in Christ. With that scriptural intro and warning, let's look at this last in a string of one another's commands that Paul has to the church at Colossae and to us today. And remember, it may not be easy to hear or follow through, but may we seek the Lord and His Spirit to help us both understand and live it out according to His truth. The command, in line with the others that we mentioned earlier, is simply this: admonish one another. Teaching and admonishing others are both very important and necessary aspects of growing in the Lord, and in particular, making disciples who make disciples of the Lord. May we not neglect our duty to obey these commands and respond when others are obedient in teaching and admonishing us. Now we pick up with this next one another of love, and that's what they all are, remember. And we stay in the very same verse as last week's post, Colossians 3:16. In this text from last week's sharing, Paul has already told us to teach one another. He continues by taking it a little bit deeper with admonish one another. Okay, that sounds like a big, fancy, old English word from the King James Version. That's exactly what it is. So what does it mean? To admonish others means everything from advising or urging to warning and reprimanding. You may be asking, what's up? I thought this was about loving one another, right? Well, I'm glad you asked. Even if you didn't ask, I asked for you. So this is such a powerful point in Scripture, right? Because that's exactly what it is. We need to pay attention to it. Every one another is about loving others. And this one, as some of the previous negative sounding ones, is just as important, if not more so, in a fallen world. It requires integrity in the word for those who admonish. How are you doing when it comes to being in and walking in His word so that you can teach and admonish others in love as needed? And we all need it. We must be able to both humbly give admonition to those we love and be willing to humbly receive it as well. This is God's love steering us in His truth as we help and love others and as they do the same to us. May we always be willing to accept teaching and urging and warning and correction from Him and from other believers. And may we admonish others as we see the loving need and do so and follow through with humility and grace covered in love. It's so interesting that just as with teaching in the same command, the Holy Spirit through Paul pairs this command to admonish with how we are to do it. We talked about this last week as well, with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. As we sing or share songs, as we talked about with the Digiverse, right? With grace, we share it with grace, gratitude in our hearts to the Lord. That's what the first part of this verse, Colossians 3:16, says. It tells us how we're to do it. Don't you think we would all better receive the encouragements, warnings, and reprimands as they come wrapped in gracious melodies and harmonies and with thankfulness? Again, this all begins with Colossians 3:16a, with the encouragement and command of the word dwelling richly in you. Does it? What are you doing to make it so that God's word is dwelling deeply and richly in you? How do you respond when others admonish you? What about when you know someone needs to be lovingly admonished? What's your response? How can we look to Christ to both give and receive admonition and then together grow in Him as disciples and as His body, the church? Individually, as disciples, we're called to do that, but we're also called to encourage and teach and admonish to grow together as a body, as one in Christ. That's the church. Let me give you some food as we wrap up the teaching portion of today's episode. Food for thought here. Once again, we're reminded that we don't readily accept teaching, if we're honest with ourselves, and certainly not admonition or correction in our own flesh. That all begins to change. Notice I said begins to change as we receive Christ as Savior and walk with Him as Lord in His Spirit and not in our flesh and selfishness. Then His word can, as we study it, diligently to show ourselves approved. Remember 2 Timothy 2:15 and here Colossians 3:16, the first part. Then we can, his word can dwell richly in us, and we can both share it and receive teaching and correction with grace, humility, and love. Here are four action items from today's message. The first two are always the same because they're so important in our discipleship walk. Spend time with God in his word and prayer daily. Read and study the scriptures in this message as a way to start. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. It's one of his chores or functions that he does in dwelling within us. He sheds light on what we learn and teaches us. Number three, are you pouring into the lives of others with teaching and even as needed, admonishing them in grace and love? And finally, number four, this may be even tougher. Do you allow others who are more mature than you to admonish and correct you in the Lord and in his word? Again, let's not just be obedient to the commands that we like or that come more naturally or easily to us, but let's trust that by his grace through faith, we can live out each and every one and be blessed in doing so, as well as blessing others. Mark Twain, the great theologian, said this, "Most people are bothered by those passages of scriptures which they cannot understand. But as for me, I have always noticed that the passages of scripture which trouble me most are those which I do understand." Let's honor the Lord by seeking and studying to understand and then be obedient. Join us tomorrow for another one another to help us be and love more like Jesus. Invite your family, friends, loved ones, and even enemies to join us. We all need to hear this message, not only the gospel message of salvation, but the message of sanctification and discipleship, of growing in the Lord and helping others do the same, being disciples who make disciples who make disciples. Now, as we're closing near the end of June here, we're at the end of our mid-year fundraising. And so I want to give you that opportunity and remind you that you can go to our website, loveandlordship.com. In the middle there is the icon of our book, The Authority of Love, from which this program is named after, but it's the second edition. Click on that. It'll take you right to the Amazon page and you can order it if you like. If you read it, please review it. We thank you for that. I can take it, good, bad, or ugly. All right. Also near the upper right, there's a give tab. It's blue and white. Click on that as the Lord leads, and you can, in just a minute or so, you can give one time or ongoing. All donations are tax deductible, and we greatly appreciate them. If we're not the ones the Lord's leading you to, keep praying until he shows you who he would desire you to give to, because he will bless you as you are obedient in that. If it's us, we thank you. If it's not, continue seeking and follow through obediently with him. You can also give mobile on your phone or computer through Cash App, cash.app/$LoveAndLordship, all spelled out and together with both L's capital. That's cash.app/$LoveAndLordship, all together with both L's capital. And then you can send it by mail. I know people, we have several that do that. Send it to Love and Lordship. Mail it to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. That's Love and Lordship to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. And remember, if it's not us, keep praying and find out where the Lord would like you to partner with a ministry or church. And make sure you're giving to your church first. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned for Bill Reeser Encounter next, and then at 12:45, Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.